Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dave is back tonight. Not Backstreet. They're not back. They never went away. But Dave is back tonight with us, and he missed my story about the Backstreet Boys at Yankee Stadium on Friday night. I'm going to tell you that story. I already bored the rest of the country with it, so I'll have to tell you separately. It was maybe the highlight of my trip to Yankee Stadium, in addition to the fact that they played the Empire music and the Rebellion music for the starting lineups for the Indians and the Yankees. It was classic Star Wars. It was so good. But I feel like I probably don't want to be Grammy Helen and repeat stories over and over and over again so that the show becomes cliche. Speaking of Grammy Helen, I will see her on Thursday. I can't wait. My annual visit. I wish I could see her more. My annual visit to Wisconsin to visit my peeps in the Appleton area. So uncle and cousins, we were making plans on Monday. And then Grammy Helen, who I will call on Tuesday and remind that I will be there. Not that she needs me to remind her, because I am pretty confident it's on her calendar. But I just want to let her know I'll be there in time for dinner. Maybe not her dinner, because she eats at 4:30 in the afternoon. What is it about older people? She doesn't go to bed until 9:30 or 10, though she falls asleep in the chair. But she eats dinner at 4:30. I think I told her once that sometimes I don't even eat breakfast until 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and she thought that was hysterical. Of course, she would think that's hysterical. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So I got to tell you a news story. I tried this random act of kindness on Monday morning. You're going to think this is weird, but I did it anyway, and I was so happy that it didn't turn out to be super awkward. So I made cookies over the weekend, which I talked about on the last show. I made them for a dinner party, and I brought them in, and I shared them with the crew here at CBS Sports Radio. Dave was not here, so I brought him his cookies tonight. So don't feel like Dave got left out. Did you eat all three yet? I figured I'd cut you off at three. I didn't know that you needed more than three.
They're already gone.
All three of them?
Absolutely.
It's not even been 3 hours.
Yeah, no, they've been gone for about 40 minutes.
Okay. Were they okay then?
They were very good. Thank you.
Do you know I shared them with someone else in the newsroom, and his response was, oh, good cookies, but they need more chocolate chips. I didn't respond with, hey, man, beggars can't be choosers, but he's the one who brings in store-bought cookies, so apparently he counts the chocolate chips in the store-bought cookies. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, they were very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, but remind me to skip the guy who complained about the cookies. Heavens. Anyway, so I was on my way home on Monday morning, and I was out of gas. And I stopped at the same gas station where I generally stop when I get gasoline on my commute home. He's a really nice man. The gas station has a pretty competent price, and they're hardly ever busy, at least at the hour that I stop. And so I'm on my way home, and for those of you who don't know, New Jersey is full service. It's the law. You cannot pump your own gas. When I first moved to New Jersey, even though it's some of the cheapest gas in the nation, it drove me insane because I'm not a patient person. And since they get paid to pump gas, they're not in a huge hurry themselves. And so I try to go to a place where there's no one else because I don't want to have to wait. Oh my gosh, yes, there are times when the pump is done, it clicks off, and the guy's still talking to someone else and taking forever, and I will get out and finish pumping my own gas. But that's actually against the law. You're not supposed to do that. Anyway, same man that works this morning shift, and I see him all the time, and he knows now that I want him to fill it up regular cash. And so after he started the pump on my car on Monday morning, I said to him, sir, I don't know his name, sir, do you eat cookies? And he looked at me a little funny, and he gestured. I'm not sure how well he speaks English. He doesn't say a whole lot to me, just a few words here or there, but he's very nice. He always smiles at me. So he pointed to his little booth. I guess it was a booth where he was sitting, And he said something about his breakfast, I think. And then I said, oh, well, I made cookies. Would you like one? And so I open up the container and he asked me for a Kleenex and or like a napkin, and I had one. So he pulled out his cookie and he was very happy. He smiled and he put it in his booth. So I hope that he liked them. But that was my random act of kindness. I think some cases people would think that's a little weird, or they wouldn't take food from a stranger. I got to be honest. I don't know if I would take a cookie from someone I didn't know. But I guess I have a believable face and a smiley face. And so he took the cookie, and it made me really happy to give someone a freshly baked cookie. That's it. That was it. I don't know if he liked it. I don't know if he ate it. He could have chucked it in the trash can, but it made me happy to offer the man a cookie. So hopefully that brightened his Monday. I thought, you know what? I'm going to try this random act of kindness thing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Some of you groused at me for giving away a perfectly good cookie, but I mean, a perfectly good cookie can make people happy, right? So let's get to our topic at hand, our Twizzler Tuesday. It's not really a question. It's a fill in the blank. Our Twizzler Tuesday challenge. I want you to complete the sentence. The only thing worse than NFL preseason is what? And I've had some really creative answers and great answers that made me laugh out loud. So far, my favorite one is the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is mayonnaise. But producer Chris is retweeting some of these. So you can look on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can always Google my Twitter as well, and all the answers come up. But I'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you toll-free by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. All right, so some of my favorite answers on Twitter, some of these are repeats, so some of you have the same idea. Brian says, the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is the Pro Bowl. The what? This is my version of Jerry Jones's Ziku. The what? I forget that the Pro Bowl is even taking place. That weekend between Championship Sunday and the Super Bowl, that free weekend, yeah. There's no football. That's not real football. And you're right, Brian. It is worse than the NFL preseason. Martin on Twitter. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is unsalted, unbuttered popcorn. I like that his mind goes to food. That one works for me as well. But this one is brilliant. I don't know the man's name. Monkey is his Twitter handle. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is people who auto-draft fantasy football. Seriously, why play if you're going to auto-draft your fantasy football team? I agree with that. Let me just tell you, Isaac, who used to work on the show, always auto-drafted because he forgot, or he wasn't near a computer, or he didn't know his login. And so he always auto-drafted, and that drove me nuts. Let's see. Checking our Facebook comments now. Ron says the only thing worse than NFL preseason is people that complain. Whatever. It's sports. We're not complaining about real things in life. We're simply complaining about sports, which is our right as sports fans. Right? And that right meant correct. So you can check it out on Facebook. And don't be mean. Don't be rude. I mean, we want you to be funny, but I'm going to delete your rude comments. So don't do that. Let's see. Jim says on Facebook, the only thing worse than NFL preseason is pictures of athletes' feet. Yes. Jay says people with 13 items in the 12 items or less checkout line. I feel like I shouldn't be laughing at all of these because no one wants to hear me laugh, but these are great. Mike says the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is a colonoscopy. Ooh, just ask Scott Farrell, our CBS Sports Radio host who precedes us here. He's been talking about his colonoscopy on the air. I just want you to know, when I go to the doctor and have some kind of a test, whether it's a checkup, whether it's a colonoscopy, I've never had one, whether it's some other form of a medical exam, even if it's perfectly normal and preventative maintenance, you will never hear me talk about it on the air. That's not something I'm going to share with you. In my opinion, that's TMI, and I don't think you really want to know about it. So, yeah, stop. Steven says, hearing the dentist drill, oh, yeah, is the only thing worse than the NFL preseason. Alan says the only thing worse is waiting for it to end. Gregory says not having hockey. Steve says the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is Olympic race walking. Oh, Dave, this one's for you. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is the ending of Seinfeld. That's for you. Dave and Chris, I feel like sometimes I catch you off guard and you're not ready. So you just let me know when you're ready to answer the Twizzler Tuesday question. Randon says on Facebook, the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is dyed blonde mustaches. Wait, what, AB? What's that you say? Thank God that trend is over. All right, are you guys ready? What do you think?
NASCAR.
What?
No, that's the answer.
What are you talking about?
That should be everyone's answer. Worst thing ever.
No.
How lucky he went left.
Actually,
first of all,
they have road courses, jackass.
He didn't win because he didn't win because he ran out of gas. Wait, that's not smart.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. I'm not even going to try because you clearly are on the dark side and a lost cause. Chris, are you ready to answer? Please save me from Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to go bugs. Not a fan.
Any kind of bug?
Yeah, bugs in general. Get them all out. Sick of all of them.
So you're not the person then I want to call to get the big spider out of my shower?
No, actually, that would be a pleasure of mine to get rid of any and all bugs.
Oh, so you don't mind encountering the bugs?
They're gross, but we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's manly of you. When you go outside this time of the year, do you bathe in bug spray?
Yes, and they're attracted to me, mosquitoes and all the like, so it's just...
Those are some smart bugs.
mosquito would be another good answer. Despise mosquitoes.
Too late. I'm not talking to you anymore. Go away. That is not clearly the answer. You did it on purpose because you know I love NASCAR. I know
I didn't. I'm just being very honest. I can't stand it. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. Have you ever been to a race?
No, and I'm not going.
What? Okay, that is being a hard ass and a hard head. I have taken many people to NASCAR races who've never been before, and they love it. They become junkies because the energy, the atmosphere, the speed. What? You're anti-American. What American male does not love speed?
I mean, I like driving cars fast.
Oh, okay, mister. I do a podcast while I'm driving. But
when I do that, I drive the speed limit.
Yeah, right. Either way, how can you not like driving fast to win a race? That's so American.
Yeah, I just don't get it, though. Like, why is it so much fun to watch, though?
Because...
Maybe driving would be fun. Going 200 miles an hour.
You'd be scared poopless.
Probably.
Yeah. Because it's a race. This is what we do. We watch races all the time. We watch races and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, you're a lost cause. Here's another answer that I think you guys will love on Facebook. Matthew says the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is televised cornhole tournaments.
Hey, the Ocho is a real thing, and we got to keep it alive.
Oh, no. Are you one of them?
It's a fun day. It's one day out of the year we get to observe the absurd. That's the way I like to put it.
All right. So find us on Facebook. And then also on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I can't even keep up. It's fantastic. Marcus,
what the crap?
Marcus on Twitter says golf on the radio. You know what's worse than golf on the radio? Tennis on the radio. That is just flat out awful and a waste of time.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
It may not be as talked about as the Ezekiel Elliott holdout, but there is another star running back who is not in camp either. Melvin Gordon, now more than a month into his holdout from the Los Angeles Chargers, and he has told the team through his agent he will not report. He's willing to miss the entire season if that's what it takes without a new contract. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That, of course, is not an Anthony Lynn negotiation. It's not a Philip Rivers problem that he can solve. But while there is no Melvin Gordon, it definitely does trickle down to the offense. Head coach Lynn was a guest on the Jim Rome show on CBS Sports Radio on Monday, and he admits it's kind of tough not knowing what's happening.
Melvin and I, we've spoken. We've had good conversations, and I trust that this situation is going to work itself out with management. And we like to have him, but he's not here right now. And like you said, I'm really focused on the guys that are here and trying to get them better and move forward. I just want to understand what his position, where he's coming from, and at the same time, just let him know that, you know, we miss him and that he's a big part of what we're trying to get done here. That's all.
The latest we've heard from Melvin Gordon's camp, he told ESPN on Monday that he is training in California, he's staying ready to play football, and that he's waiting on the call. He's also spent some time in Florida, so going back and forth from coast to coast, not really talking about the contract situation or his holdout, but that he's waiting on a call from the Chargers. Of course, Gordon, just like Zeke, is subjected to a bunch of money in fines if he does not show up for any of training camp, for the practices. And right now, it doesn't seem as though the two sides are any closer. According to Gordon's agent, now this happened earlier in August, but there was even a trade request if there wasn't going to be a new contract. There was apparently an offer around $10 million per season. So $10 million for however long the contract would last, $10 million a year. This year, in 2019, he's scheduled to make $5.5 million. But right now, he wants to get a new deal done before he gets back to the Chargers. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Philip Rivers, of course, getting asked about Melvin Gordon all the time and what the offense looks like without their star back.
We want Melvin back. What he brings a lot to our offense. You know, right now our young guys, you know Justin and Eck and a couple other guys are springing in. They're doing a heck of a job, and thankfully we have them. But we want Melvin back. There's no doubt about it. So hopefully we see him here before too long. I know Melvin knows. I'm pulling for him. And in saying that, that means you want what's best for him. You want him to feel great, and you want him to be at peace with how it all ends. And hopefully, it's right here. So he knows that. Are we better with Melvin? Heck yeah, we are. And so hopefully, we have him in addition to these other guys, and then it'll be one of the saltiest running back groups around. So again, I don't think I'm in no place to speak for the organization, but I know no player is in a panic right now. You know, we want to support him. We wish he was here, but we also know that it's August 18th and everything's okay at this point.
So Philip Rivers talking about Melvin Gordon and his value to the offense, but that we're taking it all in stride. 12 games last year for Gordon. He was at 885 rushing yards and actually averaged more than 5 yards per carry, which is a hefty number. 14 total touchdowns, 10 of them on the ground, 4 of them through the air, had nearly 500 more yards in the passing game. So a versatile back, as long as he's healthy and he's out there, he is definitely a difference maker. He's been my keeper in my fantasy team. I know you don't care, but I thought I'd throw that in there. I certainly can speak to his value in fantasy football. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, Melvin Gordon, not the only one missing from the team, though different circumstances with Derwin James. The star safety for the Chargers will be missing the next few weeks because of a stress fracture in his foot. It's just been diagnosed. And Anthony Lynn spoke about Derwin on the Jim Rome show on CBS Sports Radio.
You can't replace him. I mean, he's a heck of a talent. But his production on the field speaks for itself. But his intangibles, his leadership, is what I believe we're going to miss the most. You just sleep better at night knowing that kid's on the field.
Agreed. And if you want to hear the whole conversation with Coach Lynn, you can find it on CBSSportsRadio.com. Just look for the Jim Rome page. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 855-212-4227 plus Twitter and Facebook. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is what? So you get to complete the sentence and fill in the blank. Let's talk to Gary, who's listening in Jacksonville. Gary, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Amy. I tell you, I don't mind preseason football, and I'll tell you why. You get a chance to see these diamonds in the rough, like the Ravens place kicker, the Norwegian kicker that was traded, to the Vikings, was it?
Okay.
And the Rams punter that's not going to make the team, he's punting 50, 60 yarders during the game. I love to see these hidden gems around the league, and you won't find out about that if it weren't for the preseason. And you know Russell Wilson said, Amy, he loves and he was angry that he didn't play in the preseason opener for Seattle. If it weren't for the preseason and getting Pete Carroll's attention, he never would have become the starter for the Seahawks. So I love it to watch the young players around the league, and you don't get a chance to see that if it weren't for the preseason.
You're right. You make a great point, Gary. Russell Wilson won the starting job in his rookie season because of his work in training camp and preseason. Though I would say this, I don't think it was as much about what he did during games as it is about how he impressed Coach Pete Carroll in practice. So the practices, that to me is a lot more important. But yes, for the fans in preseason, you do get a chance to see some of the diamonds in the rough. I think that's a great term, and I appreciate your phone call. It's Quick Talk to Steve, who's in Green Bay. Welcome to After Hours. Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. One of the only thing worse than watching preseason football is some Yahoo walks into your favorite hangout and you're watching the game, and then they say, you know, they want to watch soccer, and it's like, dude, there's Packer football on here and we got to sit and watch soccer, you know, and then they actually turn the sound down some of the places just because they want to, you know, because these people are new and they want to bring a new clientele. So you got to sit there through it and just watch the game. There's no sound on, or either that or leave.
Yes, I guess leaving would be an option. So is it only Packer football that's interrupted by soccer, or is it any other kind of football?
Well, just football in general. I mean, you know, you're watching, like tonight I was watching a 49er game, you know, and some Yahoo came in and wanted to watch a soccer game or something. I was like, oh, God, darn it, anyhow.
Okay, it's not God's fault. Let's not blame him. But I feel like in most of those places, there are multiple TVs that you probably could see more than one event at the same time.
Yeah.
Do they all need to be on the football game?
But they turn the sound down and they let the newcomers come in and watch their soccer game, turn the sound up on the soccer game.
Yes, you're right. Trying to appeal to new clientele. It's that new money, Steve. Apparently they're taking your money for granted.
Yes, they are.
All right, sir. Well, I look forward to visiting your part of Wisconsin in the next few days. I hope that you have a great night. Thank you.
Bring a coat with you. It's cold up here this time of the year now.
I bet. I'm pretty sure I went and wore a sundress to the Packers game last year when I was there. My Grammy says it's still hot, so I'm going to take her word for it. Thanks, Steve. Good to talk to you in Green Bay. 855-212-4227. Some of your answers on Facebook that I think might require a little show debate here. So Dave and Chris, help me out with this. Ken says, the only thing worse than the NFL preseason is a steak with no seasonings. How do you guys feel about, now, does that include salt and pepper? That's my only question. Because I believe a steak, a good grilled steak, a little pink on the inside with nothing but salt and pepper, is heavenly. But I don't know what he means by seasonings.
I'm going to get a lot of flack for this.
You use A1 sauce.
I'll even put ketchup on
it. No! Oh, my gosh. You put ketchup on a steak?
I will.
What is wrong with you?
Dave literally just said the same thing.
I thought we were friends. Oh, my gosh. Well, I can't. No, I can't even look at you right now. Go back behind your computer screen. You put ketchup on a steak? Who's cooking your steak?
It doesn't matter if it's Ruth Chris or if it's
what?
Mom and Pop. Give me the Heinz.
Wait, you would. would go, first of all, I don't know, wait, on a radio salary, how in the world do you ever go to Ruth Chris Steakhouse? But you would go into a steakhouse like that, a high-end steakhouse, and put ketchup on your steak?
Darn right. And proud.
Oh, dear God, remind me never to go anywhere with him and no show meetings at a steakhouse ever. That's worse than putting ketchup on your eggs. Oh, my, that's, you ruined the steak. I know. This is how we know he's a millennial. He's a kid. This is how we know.
We're just confused.
That too. He's having an identity crisis. Oh my gosh. Okay, so please, I can't believe I'm turning to the I hate NASCAR guy, but steak with no seasonings. What does that do for you?
That person needs to leave the room, leave the state potentially. You must season your steak.
But with what though?
Anything compared to nothing. I mean, salt and pepper is fine.
Garlic salt on steak is really
seasonings.
Good.
There's some meat enhancers if you just want to be lazy and go to the store and dump
meat
that on
enhancers.
There.
Meat enhancers. Is that like PEDs?
Yeah, something like that. It just makes everything taste better.
Oh my
gosh. Some Goya, you know, something like that.
Oh, all right. Interesting. Also, can you guys help me interpret this? The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is watching a grown man drinking White Claws. What is a White Claw?
All right, so White Claw is sweeping the nation. It is the most popular adult beverage of the summer.
Is it?
It is spiked seltzer. But it has taken
spiked
on
with
this,
what?
Alcohol. Liquor.
It's, what it, kind, though?
It's like malt. It's like malt liquor, I believe. It has taken the nation by storm. It has become the cliche beverage of choice for millennials this summer.
Ugh. You know how I love millennials. Ketchup on your steak and White Claws. And it's seltzer?
That's a perfect
So it's
Saturday.
Supposed to be like, it's supposed to be, wait, what's the word? I almost said the other word that I did. It's supposed to be bougie because it's a seltzer. And then you add a spike of alcohol to it.
You get an obnoxious shirt with some pineapples on it. You get some Sperry shoes. You go out in the boat, drink a couple White
what
Claws.
Kind of a
now
shoe?
We're talking. Some Sperrys.
And when was the last time you did that?
Nah, never.
Wait, have you had a White Claw?
I had a couple this past weekend.
I wasn't asking you. Dave, have you had a... I pretty much assumed that you had some White Claws. Dave, why is it called a White Claw? Yeah, I don't... What? I don't get it.
It's on the label. It's a wave crashing down in the shape of like a claw that...
You guys are so complicated. Have you had a White Claw?
So I... Took one sip of one because someone brought.
Oh, on a dare?
Someone brought like a 12-pack of it to the house. I don't know, a couple of months ago. I said, "Oh, this is great! You got to try it." I took one sip and I handed it right back. I said, "No, thanks."
You handed it back. I love the fact that you were like, "Nope, I'm good. Thank you. I'd rather be sober."
It was. I didn't like it. I didn't care for it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you for the interpretation, as always. you can find us on Facebook or on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I don't think I'm going to write a CBS Sports Minute about a grown man drinking White Claws. Something else, maybe more creative. Lots of your responses. We're asking you to fill in the blank. The only thing worse than preseason football is... Here, we just got a new tweet, Chris. It's for you. Ketchup on a steak. Only he spells it C-A-T-C-H-U-P. So, the only thing worse than preseason football is not checking your text for autocorrect.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The pitch. Check swing. Did he offer? He did. He's out on strikes. Here it couldn't hold up on a low pitch. 7 strikeouts for Hudson. And here it turns around. I didn't swing at that. Well, the home plate umpire, crew chief Ted Barrett, said he did.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Get to know the name Dakota Hudson. Against Milwaukee, the Cardinals starter tosses 6 2/3 of no-hit ball, has 7 strikeouts. You heard the 7th one with John Rooney on the Cardinals radio network. He and the bullpen combined for a no-hitter into the 8th until it was broken up by the Brewers, but it still was a shutout. And now for Dakota Hudson, he is at 12-6, I believe, on the season, but he's fitting right into that Cardinals rotation.
Dakota was really, really good for a period of time. And, you know, he had some games that he didn't have his best stuff. But I always admire about Dakota, and you find out about a guy in some of the games where he doesn't have his best stuff. And he just really competed his tail off in some of those games. And then he got back to controlling counts and really imposing his will, being convicted with his pitches.
Mike Schilt with the post-game comments about his starter, who is, yes, now 12-6, a 3.63 ERA. If you're looking at the latest in the NL Central standings, Cubs were off on Monday, so the Cardinals now have a half-game lead in that division, and they're playing really well right now. 8 of their last 10 have been victories. The wild card for the National League, nothing really changing. On Monday, it was a very limited schedule, and yet there were still plenty of home runs. Surprise in 2019. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm embarrassed to admit, but I just want you to know it was not my choice. It was not my order. Chris has put up a steak with ketchup poll. Feel like it's desecrating our Twitter. But on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, do you put ketchup on your steak? Oh my gosh. Well, are we really having this conversation? So again, on Twitter, or actually he put a picture up on Facebook, and he did do the proper red circle with the line through it when it comes to steak and ketchup. But if that makes Chris happy, I don't suppose I'll ever be inviting him over for a grilled steak because there will be no ketchup. 855-212-4227. Andre is in Atlanta. Andre, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, I have to go with my buddy Chris. Ketchup on steak is absolutely delicious. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is, Amy. You should try it.
No, ever. Never. I will never try it. Because I like steak the way it is. In fact, I love steak. It's a treat. I don't have it very often. Maybe once every 6 weeks do I have a good steak. And I love it with nothing but salt and pepper on it. It's fantastic. I don't want to change it.
Well, salt and pepper is delicious with ketchup as well.
But I don't need anything else. I don't want to mask the flavor of the steak. Ketchup adds another flavor. I like the flavor as it is.
Okay, and we're not going to change your mind. But me and Chris love our ketchup on the steak.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm glad that he's not alone on his island. I would hate for him to be lonely.
Oh no, he's not alone. It's a lot of us like that as well. Okay, have a good day, man.
All right, Andre. It's Dr. Richard, who's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, love the show. Just a couple things. I have put ketchup on steak a couple times, and I love ketchup on scrambled eggs. Anyway, besides that, got two questions for you. Being from Alexandria, Virginia, before I moved down here, I'm a Nationals fan, and they're playing good ball. The Braves are young. They have good talent. Do you think that the Nationals could give the Braves a run for their money at the end and maybe even take over the East?
Well, you're asking me to predict the future. That part I don't know. But they are giving them a run for their money right now. A 5-game lead is not safe, not with 6 weeks left to go in the regular season. So they're already putting pressure on the Atlanta Braves. And I think it's really impressive that a lot of the heavy lifting is being done by the offense and not the pitching staff. So if that pitching staff can get healthy and stay healthy, they obviously have bullpen issues, but there isn't a team in the NL East that doesn't have bullpen issues, including the Atlanta Braves. And so I think the position they're in right now is great. They are the team that's chasing. They're the aggressor. They've continued to play well over an extended period of time. And so I don't know that you can ask much more. There was obviously a big hole that they had to try to climb out of. The Braves have a lot of really good young talent, but they are lacking when it comes to pitching. So I think that's an advantage that the Nationals have over the Braves is the pitching staff.
Right. That my second question is this. I hate that I've been a Redskins fan for 50 years, and ever since Joe Gibbs and Jack Kent Cook left and they got Snyder in there, I think, from what I've heard, that they won't start Haskins, which I think is a mistake. because the other twos have been there and hadn't done anything. And my last statement is this, and I'll listen for your answer, is I think if the Redskins need some advertising, if the Raiders let AB go, I think the Redskins ought to pick him up because they're noted for doing that and picking up the wrong player. So I think AB would be a good fit in Washington. Amy, thanks for taking my call there.
All right, Richard, I appreciate your phone call. He's not available. The Oakland Raiders, as much as this has been a disappointment, are not cutting bait now. I mean, they're going to ride this until Antonio Brown decides that he is not going to play. But they're not going to do anything that would cause them to lose so much money and a potential star that they desperately need. I did see an interesting poll. I don't remember who did it, so I apologize for that. But there was a poll on Twitter on Monday that I saw and I voted in that asked which team got the better end of the deal. Is it the Raiders, who've had nothing but issues for 5 months surrounding Antonio Brown? Or is it the Steelers, who got a third and a fifth round draft pick in exchange for their wide receiver and the headaches that come with it? So I thought that was kind of interesting. I'll see if I can find the poll and maybe retweet it, but I voted that the Steelers got the better end of the deal. All right, let's see. We've got just 1 minute for Jonathan in Dallas. Literally a minute. Go ahead.
Jonathan. Oh, yeah, this is Jonathan. Amy, I appreciate you taking my phone call, and I'm with you on that that little squeak or scream you put out whenever you heard your compadre in there put ketchup on a steak.
What is that? I don't know. I think it completely changes the steak, number one. Number two, I think it ruins the flavor of steak to put ketchup on
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Dare I say, pretty much not even an American. I'm sorry. That's the un-American thing I could say you could do. Because you're ruining such a wonderful piece of meat that you should be out there enjoying with all the flavors and everything that comes with it.
I mean, this isn't a
microwavable dinner.
No, I know, but although there are probably microwavable steaks, America is made up of people who have different backgrounds, different likes, different dislikes. He's just different than us, and I don't want to go out and have a steak with him. But still, I mean, it's okay if that's how he likes it. Now I feel bad. See, don't worry, Chris, I can make fun of you, but nobody else can make fun of you. This is how it goes. Jonathan, thank you for your phone call from Dallas. Good to talk to you all. 855-212-4227. The only thing worse than the NFL preseason is what? You can fill in the blank. Troy says on Facebook, a person in the lottery line with no tickets and 100 numbers written down. Randy says a Corona without a lime. Johnny says eating a sandwich with the last two heels of bread. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.